Joe, before you're cleared, do you have a love for God?
Check.
Time for God?
Check.
Is your Bible open?
Check.
Do you have no distractions?
Check.
Well, Joe, we are cleared for takeoff.
Heaven, how might this be my story? Heaven, how very soon I'll be gone. Heaven, how to my mansion in glory. When you hear the trumpet sound, I'm heaven bound.
Cleared for Takeoff is a preparatory program for your faith journey. And now, here is your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Clear for Takeoff. This is Deacon Joe Montone, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. This weekend we celebrate the second Sunday of Lent, and I hope your Lenten journey is going forward in a very positive and healthy way. Let's go to our first reading, but before we do, let's go to our checklist. Number one, do you have time for God? Check. Is your heart open wide for God? Check. Is your Bible open? Check. And are you free of distractions? Check. And if you've answered yes to those four questions, my friends, you and I are ready to engage in the Word of God. Let's go to our first reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. And here it is. The Lord said to Abram, "Go forth from the land of your kinfolk and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and curse those who curse you. All the communities of the earth shall find blessing in you." Abram went as the Lord directed him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in our first reading from the book of Genesis, we see the obedience of Abram, who went as the Lord directed. And the Lord said to him, "I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you." And so Abram, who is known as a friend to God, is truly, you know, obedient once again to God. And this is the role model truly that we are given in Abram, to become obedient to God as Abram was, and to do exactly as the Lord God tells us to do. And in the book of Deuteronomy, Moses tells us about the blessings of obedience. And to do exactly as God tells us to do, and to be careful to not deviate to the left or to the right, but to do exactly as the Lord God tells us to do, so that we can live and prosper. And here we see Abram, the father of all nations, truly directed by God, and he listens. And Abram went as the Lord directed. When God is calling us, God the Holy Spirit is inspiring us, prompting us. Are we listening, or do we ignore the impulse, the prompting, the inspiring, the motivating in a positive way? God calling us through the Holy Spirit to do something that he wants us to do. And Abram is told by the Lord to go forth from the land of your kinfolk, from his own family where he grew up, and go from your father's house. He had to leave his father's house and go to a land that he will show Abram, that God will show Abram. And so this is a great example of how God likes to surprise us. And we, as a culture of people, like to plan everything, to know everything in advance. But here, we have to truly see how Abram trusted God with all his heart, all his mind, all his soul, and all his strength. He put his love for God first. He left his father's house, and he truly was in going to an unknown. But he trusted God. And the Word of God says that we need to trust in God with all our hearts and lean not on our own understanding. And that is what Abram did. He put his trust in God, left his father's house to go to a new land that God will show him. Not a land that he decided to purchase or to move into on his own. He didn't even see it because God didn't show it to him yet. So you and I, my friends, need to think about how much trust do we have in God. You know, in other areas, God says, do not worry about tomorrow because you have enough to worry about today. And God will show us tomorrow. God will show us where we're to be in the future. And he has it mapped out. And only he has it mapped out. But again, Abram went as the Lord directed. And this is a great reading in the book of Genesis about really aligning ourselves with God, allowing God to use us. And recently I had a conversation with a young man who was stricken with cancer several years ago and who is battling that now, who's going through chemotherapy. And at the same time, he has an aversion to God, challenging God, not allowing God to direct him, but actually challenging the existence of God, if you can see it clearly. And he's in a position where he is truly, you know, at the mercy of God, but is challenging the existence of God. And so we want to pray for him that God will lift him up as he lifted up Abram. And Abram listened to him. He listened to him and he went as directed by God. He had faith in God. He had trust in God. We want to pray for that young man that God will give him the faith, which is a gift that only he can provide in God, and to do away with the challenge of the existence of God. As a young man, we pray that he will lift up his family and give them all that they need to get through this battle with cancer. This, my friends, is true life. There are those who believe and those who challenge and who are part of the unbelievers for a segment of time. And we pray for those unbelievers that God will once again inspire them through the Holy Spirit, that he will circle them with people who are believers, who will be passionate, who have zeal and enthusiasm for God, to help them to see the light clearly. And so with that, we today here at Holy Spirit Radio, we share the gospel of Jesus Christ. We share the Word of God. We share the love of God and bring you the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. We pray this through Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go to our second reading. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy, from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 to 10. And here it is. Beloved, bear your share of hardship for the gospel, with the strength that comes from God. He saved us and called us to a holy life, not according to our works, but according to his own design and the grace bestowed on us in Christ Jesus before time began, but now made manifest through the appearance of our Savior Christ Jesus, who destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the book of 2 Timothy, from St. Paul to Timothy, we are told by St. Paul that we should bear the hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. And once again, we want to rely on God's strength to help us to truly understand the Word of God, which is an incredible source of all decision-making. We want to live out a holy life. We are called, my friends, to live a holy life as God saved us and called us to a holy life. How is your life today? Is it positive or negative? Are we leading a holy life, or are some things in our life unholy? Are we involved in sin on a regular basis? Are we involved with gambling, sex, illegal activity, drugs, alcohol? What's happening in your life, in my life today? Be objective. Do we need to make changes? Because God says he saved us and called us to a holy life. That's our calling. And so do we have work to do? Can we raise the standard? Or are we accepting a substandard level of living? Are we tolerating sin? Accepting sin? Are we challenged by our children, my friends, who possibly are living an unholy life? What more can we do to help them? And God says again, bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. So there will be times when we're going through challenges, struggles, a hardship that we have to resolve. We need to resolve it with the strength of God. In life, there will be times when people are challenged with all kinds of things, from relationships that are dissolving, leading to divorce, to children who are dealing with drugs and alcohol and who are incarcerated, to medical issues that are only things that God can resolve, such as cancer and all kinds of illnesses that we know are out there, because the world is filled with people who are, you know, sick and who are in need of medical care. There will be hardships for all of us. No one is exempt. And God says to bear your share of hardship for the gospel, to offer it up for the gospel, to take it on, to overcome the challenge, to unload the burdens with the strength that comes from God. Now, if you and I are not focused on God, if we're not giving God quality time, how can we rely on the strength of God? It's impossible. We need to strengthen our relationship to the point where God is our source of strength. I'm not relying on corporate America, the stock market. I'm not relying on my bank account. I'm relying on the strength that comes from God to do it all. And there will be those who tell you differently. But today, St. Paul tells you and I, this is the way we need to go. The Word of God, the source of all decision making. And so we rely on the strength of God that comes from the Word of God, that comes from the Holy Spirit who lives within us, prompting us to do the right things at all times. Are we accepting of prompting from the inside to do the wrong things? And who is that coming from? Because it's not coming from God, the Holy Spirit. He will not prompt us to do the wrong things, to enter into illegal activity, immoral activity. He will not prompt us to be jealous, envious, prejudiced, to have too much pride, too much ego. He will not prompt us to be angry. That comes from the devil himself, the father of all lies, Diablo. God, the Holy Spirit, will prompt us to do the right thing. And so we discern between Satan and God. We choose between good and evil. Which pathway will we take? And there will be hardships for all of us. Once again, no one is exempt. And we want to be prepared for those days that are tough, that we must overcome by the strength of God. And we offer it up, once again, for the gospel. And to be clear, he said, he saved us and called us to a holy life. So as we journey through the season of Lent, the 6 weeks period where we offer prayer, fasting, sacrifice for the gospel of Jesus Christ, in preparation for the life, death, and resurrection of Christ, so powerful an event that world time is set by that event. And we strive to live a holy life, and God calls us to it. We want to live up to that calling. And if you have changes to make today, my friends, take out a pen and paper right now. Write down those changes that you need to make and keep them in front of you at all times so that you and I are making the positive changes that we need to make to live a holy life, to not let God down, but to truly please God and to become better men and women. God says the steps of a good man is an order from the Lord. It's not a decision we can choose not to do. We must comply. And God wants us to do it as he calls us to live a holy life. These are not my words, my friends. These are the words of St. Paul, and the Holy Spirit working through St. Paul to Timothy. So we have work to do. And today, as we prepare for the second week of Lent, the second Sunday of Lent, we want to make improvements and to let our light shine by fulfilling the things that God calls us to do, including living a holy life. Let's go to our gospel reading from the book of Matthew, chapter 17, verses 1 to 9. And here it is. Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up to a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise, and do not be afraid. And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. And they were coming down from the mountain. Jesus charged them, Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Gospel of Matthew today, we see Peter, James, and John, who are led up to a high mountain by themselves. And the Lord reveals his glorified body. Truly, he reveals himself as his clothes became white as light. And this event, the transfiguration of Jesus, is a faith increaser, to increase the faith of Peter, James, and John. We're talking about the apostles who walked with Christ. We're talking about Peter, who will become the first pope in the Catholic Church, and James and John, who write books of the Bible, who wrote the gospel. This is powerful because the Lord provides things for us to increase our faith. All kinds of beautiful events, such as Eucharistic miracles, identifying the true presence of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist throughout the world for centuries. He provides apparition sites of our Blessed Mother Mary, who appears to people in countries throughout the world for centuries. And here he gives the three men, Peter, James, and John, a glimpse of the other side. He sees an opportunity to increase their faith in preparation for what he is about to do, which is the death and resurrection of Christ. And he charges them and tells them to tell no one about the vision until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. So he is telling them something that they cannot understand, but the Lord has given it to them, and the Father endorses him when he says, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. And the Father identifies Jesus Christ as his Son. And they are humbled to their knees. And the Father says, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. And he is pleased with Jesus because Jesus is carrying out the plan that the Father has created for salvation. And like Abram in the first reading, who does exactly what the Lord God tells him to do, Abram went as the Lord directed. And here, Peter, James, and John are to do the same, are to listen. And the Father reveals himself in voice. And he said, Listen to him. Listen to Jesus. And for you and I, my friends, this is a great example of how we can grow in discipline, in obedience, and to follow suit in other men like Abram, Peter, James, and John, our Blessed Mother Mary. We can follow suit and become more disciplined, more obedient, out of love for God. This, my friends, is an opportunity, an example to follow. And the Lord gives us something special in the Transfiguration because, once again, he reveals his glorified body. And he reveals the Father to Peter, James, and John. They have so much that they are given to increase their faith. Where are you today in your faith, my friends? Remember, we are reading the Word of God, and we start off this program by asking four questions. Do you have time for God? One. Is your heart open wide for God? Number two. Number three, is your Bible open? And number four, are you free of distractions? And right now, we've just gone through the three readings, including the Gospel of Matthew, which is revealing to us the Transfiguration of Jesus, the story of how he increases the faith of Peter, James, and John in preparation for what they have to do to tell the story, to lead the church. There is so much work to be done. God prepares them. He will not give you or me responsibility without preparing us to the nth degree so that we do not fail. But he lifts us up as he is lifting up Peter, James, and John right here on the mountain. And the Father supports him in this effort. He gives him all that he needs for Peter, James, and John to grow in faith, to be prepared for the ultimate responsibility, to truly be a voice for the gospel, to be a voice for Jesus Christ and Christianity as it's laid out through the eyes of God, will be developed by Peter, James, and John and others, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and truly the letters of St. Paul. Christianity will be moved forward with the help of these men. And through our Blessed Mother Mary, right now we pray that God will inspire you to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to other people, to share the faith, to lift them up in Holy Spirit, to give their spirit a lift, because God brings like-minded people together. And I pray right now that God will lift you up today and give you a special mission in this Lenten journey to touch the hearts and minds of your family, your children, your loved ones, your friends, and to all you come in contact with. We pray this in the holy name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. That's our show for today, my friends. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My name is Deacon Joe Montone. Have a great day. God bless you. We'll see you next time here on Clear for Takeoff at Holy Spirit Radio. God bless.
You have been listening to Clear for Takeoff with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, a weekly preparatory program for your faith journey.